Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I so look forward to this time every day, sharing this time with you in the Word of the Lord and the things that God would place on my heart for your encouragement, for your refreshing. In fact, right now, I want to just pray for you before we even go into the Word of the Lord. Father, I thank you. And join your heart with me in prayer, if you will. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for every listener. I thank you, Lord, those right now who have bowed their hearts in prayer and are joining with me as we come boldly, Lord, before the throne of grace. We know your word says it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, Father, every need of your beloved, every listener, Lord, the things that are pressing upon them mentally, emotionally, circumstantially, Lord, that needs a job, those that are really struggling with their finances, that one that is believing you for the loan to come through on that car. Father, I just thank you that you're mindful of all of these needs. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I release the provision that is needed, not only in financial material ways, but in terms of the Spirit, in terms of divine wisdom, in terms of direction and guidance in their lives. Father, I just thank you. Let the presence of the Holy Spirit just breathe over them right now. Let them feel your presence and know that you surround them with your love and that you've given your angels as ministering spirits around them. So, Father, thank you for touching them from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, charged by the power of the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Well, I've been sharing about a wonderful subject I'm just so enjoying sharing this subject with you, and that's about the Holy Spirit. And we want to look, have been just started to look at ways that He can be grieved. Our text is Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Other translations put that, don't offend, vex, or sadden Him. The Living Bible says, don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live. Now, I would like to share with you 6 ways that He can be grieved. If He is indeed a person, and we've been looking in previous broadcasts that He is, He has all the aspects of personality to feel, to think, to will. And He does all of this. Scripture, I've shared abundant scripture regarding that. But one of the first ways that He can be grieved that I'd like to share with you is by our tongue, by unholy and vain talk. That's the first thing, unholy and vain talk. So to look at this a little more closely, let's look at the context of Ephesians 4:30 that I shared with you. And I want to start reading now at verse 29. There the word of the Lord says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Now, as we look at these verses, the word clearly says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And to corrupt, that word means to change from good to bad in morals, in manners, or in action, to become morally debased. So, corrupt communication, communication that does not edify, that does not minister grace to the hearer, what is its effect? Well, it has a corrupting influence. It has a bad effect. This kind of speech is a source of grief to the Holy Spirit, who has come to teach us the things which belong to the incorruptible and incomparable Christ. Some other passages of Scripture come to mind, Psalm 34 and 13, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And Proverbs 10 and 20 says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. And Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, you know what James says, that tongue is the most unruly, the hardest to harness of all our members. But if we can do that, James said, the same as a perfect man. So let us be aware that how we speak really has a direct influence on the Holy Spirit. He can be hurt. He can be sorrowed by the words that come out of their mouth. That's why David prayed, said, set a watch on my mouth. Let not my mouth, my lips sin against thee. Now, what's the second way we can grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, that's by ignoring his presence. And I shared a few broadcasts ago about the extreme sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. You think you're sensitive, and you may very well be very sensitive. Sensitive to your own feelings, sensitive to the feelings of others, sensitive to your surroundings, but it doesn't even come close, not even slightly, to the degree of sensitivity that the Holy Spirit has. Now, that word sensitive means highly responsive. This is by definition, highly responsive or susceptible. And there's two aspects to that. Number one, easily hurt or damaged, especially emotionally. Now, when we say we're sensitive, that generally refers to, when we were talking about ourselves, that means we can be easily hurt, we can be easily damaged, we can be easily affected. And the second meaning is to be delicately aware of the attitudes and feelings of others. You know, it's very possible we can be very sensitive personally ourselves, affected by what others do, but maybe very insensitive regarding other people's feelings and other people's attitudes. Their attitudes, some people's opinions and attitudes, boy, that, you know, that's part of them. So we need to respond with the sensitivity of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So let's look for a moment at our personal lives. Think about, it's always helps to relate in the natural to our own life. You know, we're made in the image of God, so there's some reference point there, all right? Now, if our earthly friends dealt with us as we often deal with the Holy Spirit, we would be sorely offended. We'd really be put out. So often we think, well, you know, he's God, he'll forgive us. But is that the attitude to have? If we really love someone, if we really love Jesus, we love the Holy Spirit, we don't want to hurt them. That's the last thing we'd ever want to do. Now, if we ignore him, I mean, we can grieve him by ignoring him. Let's give an example. Suppose you lived in a house and whoever lived with you, you just gave them a cold shoulder, seldom recognized them or talked to them. What kind of effect would that have on you? Wouldn't you feel put out? Wouldn't you feel aggrieved and confused and upset? You'd want to know, you know, what's going on? Well, you know, let's put that to the Holy Spirit. He's living in us. He never gets away from us. If you're a born-again believer, I remember someone once said years ago, the Holy Spirit is in you. Let him out. He wants to get out. And I don't mean he doesn't want to get out to leave you, but he wants to get out to express himself, to be who Jesus is in, who Jesus is in you, through you. You're a unique personality. There's no one like you on the face of the earth, but we can still possess that personality, the character of Jesus expressed in our own unique, wonderful way, because that's what God delights in. Otherwise, he would have made of us all the same. But no, he loves variety. He loves diversity. So let's celebrate our diversity, amen, and our oneness in Christ while we're doing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" So we must be aware that the Holy Spirit never leaves us. And also, we need to be aware of His presence in the assembly of the saints. I'm going to take a moment and turn over to Ephesians, the second chapter, reading verses 19 through 22. "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit." And beloved, I truly believe that as we gather together, and if we do not acknowledge His presence, that grieves the Holy Spirit. If we're irreverent, if we're in our flesh or indulging the soulless nature or lacking the fear of the Lord, beloved, that is something that will grieve the Holy Spirit. Many times I've been troubled that people just spend time, you know, they talk and they're greeting one another, and there's a time surely for fellowship. But one of the things we always used to do, we used to seek prayer, and we used to seek the Lord in prayer before service and ask God to undertake in our behalf and as we met together. So, beloved, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will be not grieve the Holy Spirit by ignoring His presence, by allowing corrupt communication to proceed out of your mouth. But in the name of Jesus, you're going to go forth with great joy, knowing that you have a helper with you who is going to be with you in teach you the things of God and show you His ways. Praise God. Well, I want to thank you so much for listening today, and I praise God for the privilege of being able to minister God's Word to you through this radio broadcast. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. We're heard Monday through Friday on this radio station. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I do invite you to write. If you have prayer needs, share those needs. And if you're just being blessed by the broadcast, let me know you're being blessed. That would be an encouragement and blessing to my heart. God bless you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your prayer support and financial help. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be you.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.